Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
The fair is over, the days are getting shorter, it's back to school time. Even those of us who haven't been in school for years still long for new school clothes and a brand new peachy by Labor Day. Did I just date myself with a peachy reference? There's a sense of a clean slate and all things are possible. The city of Fortuna is experiencing its own going back to school excitement right now, both literally and figuratively. Our elementary school district is newly consolidated, and this fall will be the first time Superintendent Patty Hafner and the 4 elementary school principals will have a chance to solidly work together and create collaborations that weren't possible in the past. And it's as if the entire community was assigned to the cool new teacher's class. We have a new city manager as of September 4th, Regan Candelario. We're sitting at our desks, hands folded, on our best behavior, waiting for him to arrive. We've heard great things about the new guy, so the atmosphere in Fortuna is positive and hopeful. I want to give a shout out to the substitute teacher, or interim city manager, Loretta Nicholas. She's done an outstanding job, and we appreciate her can-do attitude and genuine caring for our town. And there's been remarkable results from summer school. Plans for our new multi-generational center are moving forward. The center's conditional use permit was recently approved by the Fortuna Planning Commission. The MGC committee and startup coordinator, Sabrina DeLashmut, are doing a tremendous job turning this community dream into a reality. We are so appreciative of our local foundations that have made this project possible. We are already looking forward to midterms. In January 2013, the second class of Leadership Fortuna will begin meeting weekly to get a behind-the-scenes look at the issues impacting our region's economic health and quality of life. Our curriculum integrates guest speakers, candid roundtable breakfast discussions, and field trips to local businesses and institutions. Contact the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce to learn more. And what is school without fun activities after class is out? New in Fortuna this year is an expanded Apple Harvest Festival the first weekend in October. It starts with the first Friday arts evening, October 5th, followed by the traditional Apple Harvest Day on Saturday with hay wagons and a Black Hawk helicopter demonstration sponsored by the Fortuna Police Department. New for Sunday is a harvest market featuring fresh produce and locally made products on Main Street from 11 to 4, and the 4-H is having their annual lamb barbecue in Roner Park that afternoon. In Fortuna, we're sharpening our pencils, cleaning the chalkboards, and powering up our laptops in preparation for the new school year. See you in class. This has been Aaron Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.